Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
43 for the high today. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Can we talk about just the small tech things that have actually changed your life? Not big expensive gadgets, but I'm talking about the little things you didn't know would matter, and now you can't seem to live without them.
No, it's like crazy because I had a goal for 2026. I have a goal for 2026. We're 8 days in. I'm like, I achieved it. Start the new year.
Done.
I'm like, absolutely done and dusted. So I have a goal for 2026 to be on my phone less, and not just like be on my phone less, because that's a really hard thing to say when I'm working on my phone like 90% of the time. Like, I'm doing stuff for the show, I'm posting, you know, this, I'm editing a video for that, like I'm just doing a lot. But when it comes to doom scrolling and just like opening Instagram, putting your phone down, picking your phone back up, opening Instagram, or closing out of Instagram, then just going right back to it.
I did that last night. I closed it, picked it back up, opened it back up. No, like, what am I doing?
What are we doing here? It's insane. So I was like, I really want to make a conscious effort to not do that this year. Like, I really want to have something. And there are things that you can put in place of like, oh, you've reached your screen time. But every time it comes up, I just like bypass it. So last year I talked about potentially getting a brick for Christmas, and I actually got it, and I've been using it right before bed. And sometimes after we get off the air, like I'll brick my phone and I'll just crank out the podcast and I'll crank out the things that I need to do.
I have been seeing a lot of ads pop up for the brick on Instagram for those who actually don't know what it is.
Yeah. So the brick is like this small little, here, let me show you. It's like a small plastic box. Like literally fits in the palm of my hand, and it's something that is blocking out all of the apps that you choose. So Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, like you can choose the apps. Like if you have a addiction to your email and you can't stop checking your email and you want to just step away, you can put your Gmail on there. You can put anything.
Really. Anything. So basically it's going to break your phone addiction by just locking you out of these apps.
And I told my mom about it, and she was like, it's not going to work. Like, it's not going to work. Like, you're going to, like, this is just such a waste of money, blah, blah, blah. But it really does, because I brick my phone and then my brick's like in a completely different room. Like, it's not like I can like run back. Like, if I brick my phone and leave the house, like I'm done. Like, I literally can't go on Instagram.
Really?
Yes.
So it's like a phone charger. You got to place your phone up to it to unlock it.
Yeah. You just tap. Every time you want to lock it, every time you want to unlock it, you physically have to touch the brick.
How much is it?
It's like $50, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know if I want it.
Why?
I don't know. Let's talk about this for a second. Last year we went on and we looked at our phones and we're seeing how often we're on our phone and what the average screen time was. Yeah. You got up to almost 10 hours in one day.
No, it was disgusting.
What is it at now?
Well, to be fair, I've only started using it this week, so I don't think it'll calibrate until the end of the week. But I'll share my stats of my brick with you. So, like, I have, like, an activity tab of, like, how long I've been bricked in any given day. And yesterday and today, I was bricked for, I mean, granted, I'm doing it before bed, so we need to take that into consideration. But I was bricked for, like, 8.5 hours.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's while you were sleeping. Great.
No, I'm crushing it.
I mean, guys, is there any gadgets or anything that you've been using that has kind of helped you break your phone addiction? Or just not even regarding your phone, is there anything that's helped make your life a little bit easier? 585-252-9800. Because I got this great message that came in from Lindsay that said, my dad got so sick of me sleeping through my alarm, he bought me one of those alarm clocks with wheels that rolls off the nightstand, takes off across the room, so I'm forced to get out of bed and chase it to shut it off.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen those.
And what I like about the routine that I'm in right now is like I'm bricking before bed and I'm not unbricking until I get to work. I just keep it in my bag. Like I just keep, because like One of the big things I wanted to get away from was waking up, immediately going to my phone and scrolling on Instagram the first thing I do when I wake up.
Right.
So I don't know. I really been liking it. You can also brick your text messages. So like if I want to go to bed and I don't want to be distracted, like your text won't come in until you unbrick.
And you do feel like it's 100% working. You feel like you're having the urge to pick up your phone less.
I do, because like I've been doing it the last 3 days, right? And I've been going for my phone and I'm like, wait, why are you even going for it? You can't really use the things that you're going to go on and try and utilize. So I don't know. It's just been an eye-opening journey, and I'm really hoping to keep integrating this into my routine. And I'm kind of using it as a game as well of like, how long can I stay bricked today? Like, how long can I go? Because there's a timer. There's like a clock that's like, yeah, you've been bricked for 8 hours.
Challenge yourself. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's really all about. 2026 is all about less stress and less noise.
Period. So I'm happy with it. So to my mom, who's like, it's literally not going to work, I'm doing my best.
I think this is going to be a really nice gift for the loved ones in my life. You know, I can only buy so many shake weights. You know what I mean?
No, fully. 98 PXY is free.